4 years after a massive campaign to raise the wages of janitors and dining hall workers at Harvard University, service workers at the school are making noise again. In 2001, the Harvard Living Wage Campaign drew thousands of people to the school for marches and rallies that sometimes lasted into the night and spilled into the streets of Harvard Square. Tents covered Harvard Yard when people camped out in support of the students who occupied the president's office for weeks. The janitors and dining hall workers finally won a starting wage of a little over $11 an hour. This November, service workers at Harvard have to renegotiate their contract with the school. On Saturday, September 17th, over 50 janitors, students, and activists with SEIU Local 615 marched through Harvard Yard to gain momentum for their upcoming struggle. One student who had occupied the president's office in 2001 spoke during the march.
4 springs ago, we had to go so far as to take over that building right over there, Massachusetts Hall, which houses the president's office. For 3 weeks, we stayed in that building and we had rallies of thousands of people, including many of you.
Another student explained a few of the janitor's demands.
We need health care for all full-time employees and part-time employees, child care for all, and by the way, we need more full-time jobs for all of you. We're not going to stop fighting until we get that, because Harvard can afford that.
Daniel Mejia has been a janitor at Harvard for the past 4 years. He came to the U.S. from a war-torn El Salvador in the 1980s. He explains how the violent oppression of labor activists he witnessed in El Salvador sparks his passion to organize Harvard janitors. Courtney Snegroff translates.
En los años 80, ser un sindicalista, yo estaba involucrado.
During the 80s, when I was still in El Salvador, it was very dangerous. You risked being killed if you were an active union organizer. Now, I was involved with the group of people, the workers that were truck drivers. Many of my co-workers were assassinated. Two of my co-workers that I used to always go around with, that I used to spend time with, were assassinated. One, we used to call him Little Horse, and he was assassinated in an area that is called the Door of the Devil, or the Devil's Door. And they cut off his head. So it was a terrible thing that happened, and basically they cut off his penis, they put it in his mouth. It was a terrible incident, and it leaves one with feeling very, very angry, furious, and you have to figure out what to do with that anger. After those incidences, I decided to come to this country.
Christine, an activist with Jobs with Justice, lists some of the janitor's demands.
The workers' demands are higher wages, because at other schools and even with direct employees, that they make a lot more at BU. They make like $18 an hour or so, janitors there. And also parity among different janitors in Harvard. So, you know, like direct employees get vacation time that Unico employees don't get. And also just better benefits and more full-time jobs, because that's definitely a big, you know, problem.
Higher pay is probably the janitor's most central demand. They demand an hourly wage in the mid-teens, similar to what janitors at Boston University and MIT are earning. Danielle explains.
Obviamente, nuestro salario no nos va a alcanzar para pagar renta, teléfono, alimentos.
Obviously, our salary is not going to be able to cover all of the basic needs, food, telephone, rent. Right now, in the fall, our children are going to school, and we have to pay for shoes and new clothing and books. And the other thing that to keep in mind is we have to pay for gasoline to drive our cars to work. Those of us who have cars, transportation, and prices go up. We're preparing a platform in terms of how the worker can have earn a salary that's going to be able to cover all of the basic needs. There's a lot of desperation when we can't cover all of our needs. Rent is absurdly expensive. In this area, and
justo
we,
para el,
you know, all of the workers know that we need to have a platform that's going to allow us to be able to earn
mucha
more
desesperación
money, more salary
cuando un trabajador no alcanza el dinero.
Harvard's janitors also demand better benefits.
tenemos que mejorar las el tiempo de enfermedad para nuestros compañeros, porque en la actualidad solamente hay 5 días. No es suficiente en el año 5 días, que el niño se enfermó, que la esposa se enfermó, que uno se enferma.
We also want to improve the sick day policy for new employees. The first 2 years, they get 5 days a year.
No son suficientes.
I could get sick, my wife could get sick, my children could get sick, and you need more than 5 sick days a year. Also, personal days is a priority. We don't have personal days at the moment.
The janitors also demand that managers treat them with general respect.
Y como siempre, pues exigir respeto y dignidad al trabajador, que en la actualidad pues ha mejorado bastante.
As always, we have to continue to demand respect from the management and from the administration. That's something that's improved a lot over the past few years. We have achieved a lot more respect on the job and a better work environment. But it's something we always have to continue to improve. In the past, administration would violate our rights a lot, and that was something that motivated me to get more involved in the union, to fight against the disrespect and mistreatment.
Danielle says that in the past, the administration has exercised control over some janitors' jobs that serves to intimidate them.
En otros edificios trataron la manera de remover trabajadores.
The administration has tried to intimidate workers, for example, by removing workers who had many, many years working in buildings, putting them in other buildings where they were going to lose their positions as direct employees. We didn't let that happen, and we're educated now and don't let the administration intimidate us. We have to remain alert and ready for any type of intimidation or any type of fear that they're trying to instill in us and fight back.
Vonette Sintias, a janitor at Harvard, says she was intimidated when Harvard recently tried to fire her by transferring her to an outsourced building.
They tried to fire me because they sent me to the other building. And then after 2 weeks, we have meeting with the supervisor, and then he say they're gonna lose the building, the Unico. They're gonna have this building, and then you're gonna work for Unico now.
Rosa Lopez, also a janitor, is frustrated with the lack of support for the janitor's upcoming negotiations with the school. If the energy is to reach the levels of 2001, students and employees really have to start shaking things up.
Referente a lo de las huelgas y de la que ayudan las personas que no quieren ayudarme. Yo no sé qué pasa con las personas porque nosotros
people aren't supporting each other the way that we should. I'm very thankful to the students for the help that they gave the janitors in 2001, and we hope for their help again in 2005 this fall.
Pero sin apoyo,
but it's hard because a lot of people, you know, just look at their checks and see their salaries, but don't want to fight in the streets. And really, one person fighting in the streets can't achieve anything. The students, that's what makes us strong.
Danielle lists a few things that neighbors in Cambridge and Boston can do to support the janitors at Harvard.
Las campañas pueden hacer enviando emails, cartas a la administración.
People can send letters and emails to the administration as letters of support for the janitors. And the other thing would be participating in our marches and demonstrations, and that will be a very big support for us.
Christine says that we have to commit to a long-term process of building real security and respect for the janitors.
But I think it's important to continue forming alliances with workers even when, you know, there's no contract up or there's nothing, and I think that's the real way that we're going to see community and being able to create solidarity.
On Wednesday, September 28th, a documentary about the 2001 occupation of the president's office will be shown at the Harvard campus in Harvard Hall, room 102. For more information about the janitor's current campaign, call 617-523-6150. And for a history of their campaign, visit www.hcs.harvard.edu /tilde PSLM. In Boston, this is Home Fries.